Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show. Columbus Day, you know, it didn't even dawn on me. Most things were closed today, like banks and schools and stuff like that. But everything was business as usual. But like I said, some facilities took the time to take some time off. So if you're a truck driver, and you better call ahead. And that slipped my mind. I thought it was next weekend. But anyway, we're here. We're here live. It's, like I said, Monday, October 10th, 2022 still. So everybody... jamming along here, relaxing, getting through the Monday, and I'm about to go to work here in a little bit. So call us up, 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. We're just checking things out here, seeing what's going on in the local news here. Redneck and I's Radio Live. We're here live every weekday, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central Time down here in South Texas. We appreciate everybody joining us along. Like I said, this is Redneck and I's. You can check us out at redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go subscribe to YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. We're on YouTube Live right now, so go check that out. Like I said, that's Redneck and I's Radio Live. Every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, you can call in. And I was just seeing, you know, what it is we're starting to see the economy kind of downslide a little bit. That's what we're doing. So, you know, if you're a truck driver out there, get you some good contracts, teach you some good dedicated runs, because it's about to fall short here a little bit, and we're going to start seeing some lagging down. You know, we're already starting to see some buyouts and some shutdowns. So trucking companies trying to consolidate, get some cash ready for the hardship coming ahead. So that's what's going to happen. But like I said, we're truck drivers here. We make it work somehow. Like I said, remember, you're only essential until you're not essential anymore. So check things out. Like I said, keep posted on what's going on out there in your markets, wherever you're at. So stay busy. Like I said, the Redneck and I's Radio Live, and we're always here having a good time trying to get through things and help out the drivers. So check us out, like I said, redneckandeyes.com. Before we go any further, I'd like to thank one of our great sponsors. The sponsors we got is DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at DPFRegeneration.com. I was going to get a full of air. There they are. Cool. And they're a great outfit where you can get all of your particulate filters. You can get them cleaned, you can get them serviced, you can get them replaced, where you can just order them, they'll ship them to you, or you can send them your dirty one, they'll clean it and send it back to you. That's pretty awesome. But they got all the parts too, where they got the SCR units and the EGR coolers and even charge air coolers and turbos and stuff like that. So go check them out. Like I said, their website, dpfregeneration.com, or give them a call, 800-634-3010. Again, it's 800-634-3010. We appreciate them supporting Redneck and I's. So other than that, like I said, this is Redneck and I's Radio, and we're just trying to get things done and keep things moving for all the truck drivers, and we appreciate everybody supporting us out there. So I don't know what you got going on. How was your weekend? Mine was pretty good. Well, we'll talk about that a little bit later. It was pretty awesome. It was a lot of fun. So let's keep things rocking and rolling. Like I said, this is Redneck and I's Radio, and we appreciate everybody's support. Like I said, check us out. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. Go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. And all of our radio shows are here live on blogtalkradio.com. You can check them out online there. Like I said, we're live. We also record them and put them on YouTube. So you can go on there and check out the YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that. There's also great videos about driving trucks and getting out on the road, and owner-operators, all that stuff. So check it out. We appreciate everybody. Hang tight.
I'm ready. I'm all sales and fine, but now I might be mistaken.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
He's gonna lay a little rubber later on at the top. bingo. Yeah, my buddies and me are going mudding down on Blue Hole Road. You know we let it rip. Well, we got the money, let it go.
This is just trucking, all things trucking, and then some, talking about what's going on. So what's going on with your weekend? How was your weekend? I tell you what, mine was pretty good. We had a little fun run, fundraiser, a little party for the event was called Bikers for Boobs. It's a Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and it's the, what was it called, First Friday? Is that what it's called? I think that's what it was called. It's a foundation that they run down here for women that need breast cancer screenings. And it helps them if they're like uninsured or non-insured, helps them pay for the screenings. And they just did that to raise money for that. We had the regulators, LEMC, down here doing that for us. And we were at the Harley dealership, and we went over there and we did a little, I mean, you can call it a poker run if you want, but it was just kind of a little fun run where we just made a little, couple little stops and chatted up and just had a good time. Got something to drink, got something to eat, and it was a lot of fun. Sunday was the deal. I tell you what, Sunday evening out in Ingleside, Texas, they had Micromania, midget wrestling. Oh man, it was something else. I'm going to see if I can pull some video up for you. It is hilarious. So, we had a lot of fun going to that, just hanging out. And then of course, during the intermission, we all walked outside and looked at each other's bikes, talked about bikes, and it was a lot of fun. So, good weekend. Another big weekend coming up this weekend. That's going to be Friday and Saturday for me down here. It's the local USO benefit for the 104.5 Eagle radio station. They call it the Rock and Ride. It's been going on for a while now, and it's a big deal. Everybody loves it. It's a two-day event, pretty much. They have a concert Friday night where you come by and you pick up your packet where you got T-shirts and goodies and your playing card for the day, you know, your poker ride signing sheet, sign card, whatever. And then the ride starts Saturday morning and goes all day, and it's around the bay. You know, if you look at the map, it's a good 60, 70 miles all the way around. And, of course, we got about six stops, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And that's going to be all day Saturday. So we're going to be cutting that back and having a lot of fun. And I was out doing the ride Saturday, this past Saturday, and we just kind of stopped and weren't really paying attention to what's going on. And I looked and checked the scores of what the football games were doing for the college. And, man, Longhorns were running away with it. Damn Sooners didn't even show up. I don't know what the hell was going on. So that was pretty funny. You know, everybody they had it on the TV in the bar where we were at, and I was just kind of sitting there. And everybody that walked in the door, as soon as their heads turned to the TV, check the score, you know. And one guy, he came in there, and the score was up. And then he looked, and the score was gone, and he was kind of staring at it a little bit, waiting for the score to pop up, and he just kind of, like, turned to walk away because they were doing a replay or whatever. So then the funny part was the score came back up. I said, hey, there's the score right there. And he's like, oh, man, that's awesome. And it was like 45-0. It's just something else. I couldn't believe it. So yeah, that was fun. You know, it's always good when Texas whoops up on Oklahoma. We like that a lot. And that's pretty much it for Saturday. I didn't really pay any attention to the games. I know that Sunday Texas did good. We had Houston won and the Cowboys won, and that was a good deal. So yeah, great time. Like I said, I went out to Ingleside, Texas, which is on the other side of the bay, down there on the north side of Corpus Christi Bay, and they had midget wrestling. Something to see. I tell you what, the DJ kept saying, this is on your bucket list. This is on your bucket list. And it's one of those things where, you know, you can never say that you never saw it live. A lot of people most people there had never seen it live before. And we're like, you know, we've seen it on TV. We've seen it in movies. Most of the people that participated, the performers, you know, that were participating, they're like, you know, they've been on the internet. They've been in movies. The woman that kind of runs it all, she's been on Jerry Springer and different episodes of different TV shows and stuff. And the one guy was in like Nacho Libre as a wrestler in that movie and everything. So yeah, I mean, you know, that's what they are. They're actors. And you could tell, I mean, it was all in good fun. The one guy there, he was pretty cool. His name was 25 Cent. I tell you what, he milked it. He must be making a pretty good living because what he does is he comes down there, and of course I don't know if he's really from New York, but his character persona was he was from New York and he hates Texas and Texas can kiss his ass, and you know, he hates the Cowboys and you know, Houston Astros cheated and all that stuff. So you know, and he played it well. He was the bad guy. When he gets into the ring to wrestle, you know, they check him down. The referee goes and checks their boots and everything to make sure they're not cheating and everything. And he had a bulletproof vest, and he had like brass knuckles and nunchucks and everything inside his shirt, and he had like a, you know, stuff inside of his socks and all that stuff like that. It was just hilarious. He was definitely playing the part. And then the other guy, he was, like I said, he was in that movie Nacho Libre, and his Spanish, I don't know if he really spoke Spanish or not, but his Spanish was like all broken, you know, and most of the words he would say wrong or whatever and everything. But he was good. It was a lot of fun and just good entertainment. So we had a lot of fun doing that. And I don't know. It's pretty hilarious to me. Oh, it's just so hilarious. Let's see what we got here. Wait, hang on a second. I'll pull up some video that we can put it on YouTube. It was just hilarious to me to see that. Let me get the camera right. There we go. So, yeah, give us a holler, 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. And we're just knocking things back here. I'm letting the computer catch up to me now. There it goes. And then I'll let it. I tell you what, I think I need to do some kind of, what do they call it, where you get the hard drive all synced up into sync because it's kind of moving a little slow. I might have too much stuff in it. But we had a good time. It was a Sunday night, and they said they did like five shows that evening. So it was something else. It's going to start. Let me go back to Sharon. There you go. And this is hilarious. So they get out of the ring, and, I mean, they tell you, if you're sitting up close by the ring, watch out, because they said, the DJ kept saying, midgets might fly in your lap. So if you're okay with that, get up close. If not, you better move. And, I mean, they were going all over the place. And you know, me and my friends, we were kind of sitting away from it all. We just watched it from a distance. Well, they came on down where the tables were, and they were dancing around. So here it goes.
His opponent, measuring in tonight, 4'4" tall, originally from Corpus Christi, Texas. This is the little outlaw.
This girl's part of the give here, and they say she's like 4'11". She's like 5 foot tall. They said 4'8". I swear she was like 5 foot. Yeah, these here are the other guys.
Once again, if they come away, they screw.
This is the other guy. He's wearing like a hood, like a mask. Yeah, we'll go to the next one here.
I'll do my best to translate and you said shut up.
And there's the referee is looking up. I don't know if she's an actual wrestler, but man, she's almost like I bet you she's 2.5 foot tall.
Whoa!
But yeah, these guys were moving around pretty good. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
By the way, who's drunk already? Raise your hands. Hell yeah, security, so you know. You don't need to two of the greatest midget wrestlers in the game today.
This guy kept talking. He kept like, you know, no.
One, two.
That was pretty good. That's a good one there. So, yeah, that's basically what we were doing. And that was Sunday night. That was a lot of fun. It's always fun to get out, you know. I mean, I shared it on my personal Facebook, and I'm like, we're entertained by some of the craziest stuff, I tell you, you know. But it was a lot of fun. I had fun. And, of course, we met some cool people and, you know, hang out with some good friends, and that's always a good thing. Got to always do that. So other than that, I didn't have to do anything else, you know. Saturday did our little run, and get out of here on that. We don't need that no more. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. So, And like I said, this coming Saturday is going to be doing some more of that. And looking forward to it. So, yeah, just like I said, we ain't got too much going on for the rest of the year, I don't think. There's not a lot of stuff, a whole lot of stuff going on as far as the trucking industry. You know, you're going to get some bad weather. So truck show season is pretty much wrapped up. I think there's a couple of things happening later on this month. I think the Arkansas, there's something going on in Searcy, Arkansas, if I remember correctly. And that's going to be, I think it's the American Trucker Jamboree or something like that, if I remember correctly. But that's about it. You know, there ain't no too much else going on as far as truck shows and all that kind of stuff. So just kind of play it by ear, you know, and get ready for next year, see where it goes from there. Like I said, holidays are coming up, so you can time to spend with family and everything. So you got to do that. And it's always a big deal. So I don't know what else, anybody else got anything going on. I don't. Like I said, I'm fixing to go to work here in a little bit, so we're going to get things wrapped up here. Let's see here. What do I got? Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Whoops. Stuff's all messed up. I got to redo the computer, get it to work right again. I guess it'll happen when you leave it be for the whole weekend. It's kind of messing up on you. There we go. Cool deal. So like I said, check us out. Like I said, redneckandeyesradio.com. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio Live. We're here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. I'm trying to look up at all of our sponsors. One of the great sponsors I'd like to mention, that's Load to Ride Transportation. You can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. That's a great little trucking outfit out of Denver, Colorado. And it's one of those things, I think it's one of those, if you're a company driver and you might be looking to go owner-operator, but you're not really, you know, well-versed on how things work, I'd maybe look over to getting over to Load-to-Ride Transportation, because as a company driver, you're even talking to brokers, or you're talking to shippers, or you're talking to dispatchers, trying to understand, you know, they want your input as well about loading freight. You know, you're the one handling it. You're the one in charge. You're the captain of the ship. So they're going to want your input, and you're going to have to learn all that kind of stuff. So that's a big thing. So if you're looking at something to do with being an owner-operator or transitioning over, necessarily you don't want to take the big risk, but you want to get more involved and more responsibility, a company like Load to Ride, LTR Transportation, that's one of the ones that I think is probably more beneficial to you that way, because you're going to learn a lot. You know, so check them out, ltrtransportation.com, or you can give them a call at, 720, if I remember correctly, yeah, 720-277-0030. Like I said, go check them out at ltrtransportation.com. We appreciate all their support at Redneck and Eyes. So just hang tight here, Redneck and Eyes Radio. We'll see you in a second. It's our Cadillac.
I call my guitar Cadillac and hillbilly music is the only thing that keeps me hanging on. I call him my guitar Cadillac.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030.
Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Hey, this is Dave with Redneck and Eyes Radio. Appreciate everybody joining us. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. And we're just kicking back here. I was looking at Steve, what's going on here, a couple of things, and it's actually pretty interesting. So it came out Friday. Yeah, I mean, this article got posted to CDLLife.com on Friday. And it seems bad. Over there in Pennsylvania, you might be seeing a shutdown next weekend. So it says here, it says a 40-mile stretch of Pennsylvania Turnpike to shut down next weekend. And this is a complete, the Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission is warning drivers to plan ahead for a 55-hour complete closure of the turnpike next weekend. It says from 9 p.m. Friday, October 14th, through 4 a.m. Monday, October 17th, the Pennsylvania Turnpike will be closed between Lehigh Valley Interchange, exit 56, and the Mahoning Valley Interchange, exit 74, on the PA Turnpike's northeastern extension of Interstate 476. So I think that's right there, like, the stretch that kind of crosses over the north side of Pittsburgh, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. Or it might be the stretch, I mean, isn't it before 70 comes in to, I mean, they say it's right there at 476. So that's got to be right before 70 comes into play, I'm thinking. It says the closure will be both directions of traffic for approximately 55 hours. The closure will allow crews to demolish the bridge over Huckleberry Road in South Whitehall Township. The commission is recommending drivers completely avoid the area if possible, as the detours will add an hour or more to drive times, but offered the following detour information for those who must travel in the area. And it says you exit, if you're going, it says southbound, okay, yeah, it says if you're going, it says exit 74, take US 209, da-da-da-da-da. and I guess you come back in at 56. And then if you're going southbound, it says exit at Pocono, exit 95, take Interstate 80 east. Yeah, I don't really understand because I'm not familiar with the area. So if when I say take these routes, it doesn't really specify, pointed out to me. I'm really not sure. So, yeah, okay, I should say they got, I was trying to see, it says outbound detour local traffic, but that doesn't make any sense. And then it says southbound, then it says northbound. So that makes better sense. And they got a little video link here. So I'm going to go ahead and post this link over to our Facebook page. That way we can let everybody know what's going on. Because, I mean, it's one of those things where as truck drivers, you know, we don't really worry about traffic until we're already heading that way. You know, and it's kind of like maybe I shouldn't even take the load going across there or figure out a whole new route altogether before I even get in the area. So it's that kind of thing that you always want to watch out for, stuff like that. So here we go. Get it on here. There we go. Yeah, the computer definitely. The internet's running a little slow. I don't know what that's about. And so check out. A cool deal. So, yeah, that's about it there. And like I said, we shared it over to Facebook, so go check it out. You can check us out at redneckandeyes.com. Get links all to that deal to our social media accounts. I appreciate everybody doing that. You know, we're trying to keep things going here. Every now and then you just got to go with the flow and see what kind of stuff pops up and do our best to help out the drivers so they can get on down the road and see what's going on in the world. A lot of times stuff's really not on here to point out to us. Another one happened. I mean, nothing really happened today because I think most of the media people, they all took the day off too because it was Columbus Day. So that's what I see. I see that in the trucking news, Truckers News, it says that the trucking employment took a major dive in the month of September. And I knew that was coming around because we can see things kind of drawing up where it's not going to be that good. It's kind of like batting down the hatches because it's fixing to get pretty bad. So if you got any kind of good accounts and all that, you know, just go take care of your situation, what you got going on. Because freight's moving. It's just that, you know, there's a lot of other big trucks out there. So you got to take what you can get. So you got to watch out. But other than that, you know, we'll do our best. So I think I'm going to dive on out of here. Time to get to work. I appreciate everybody sticking around. And like I said, we'll be back tomorrow. It's always 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central Time, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody listening along, checking us out. And like I said, holler at us. Talk about anything you want to talk about, let me know. So we talk about all things trucking and then some, talking about life on the road, talking about dealing with the news, dealing with the construction, dealing with four-wheelers, whatever you want to talk about. And I just got to say, you know, keep right except when passing. You don't need your high beams on the interstate. And like I said, keep your eye on the road. Focus on it. You know, get out of people's way if you're not going down the road. You know, always understand that even though you're trying to get down the road, other people are trying to get down the road too. So the best part is to just always look in your mirrors, especially four-wheelers. There's mirrors. I mean, you got three different mirrors where you can look in the middle and see directly behind you. And then you got the side view mirrors where you can kind of see behind you as well. And the biggest thing is that, you know, yeah, you're trying to get down the road. And, yeah, there's idiots in front of you, but there's also other people down behind you trying to get down the road. So don't cut them off or get in their way. Always try to, you know, like I said, we all got to share the road. So let's do what we can to stay out of each other's way. Well, like I said, we'll be back tomorrow, 515-602. 9731. Give us a holler. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. Check us out at redneckandeyes.com. And until next time, we'll see you guys tomorrow. All right, keep between the ditches. We'll see you later.
And the long arm of the law, put a few more in the ground. I'm all to the maker, and he'll settle them down. You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line. When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon. And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and Eyes.